Rachel
and Leah's hidden beauty.
The Zohar HaKadosh teaches that Rachel was so beautiful that you saw how lovely she was as soon as you looked at her. But you had to look many times before you could see Leah's beauty. Still, the real question is, after looking at Leah, Gevalt, could you see the redemption of the world? Leah was the mother of the Mashiach. Could you ever doubt for a second that she was beautiful? Rachel symbolizes Alma d'Isgalia, the revealed world, and Leah, Alma d'Iskasia, the hidden world. Sometimes you see somebody pass by and you don't notice anything. Then you pass by again and you take another look. And this time, you can't believe what you're seeing. And you think, how couldn't I have seen it the first time? But the truth is, it's always both. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Rachel and Leah. They go together, outside beauty and inside beauty of the Holy Yidden. There's a Gval Torah in the Beis Yaakov. Everybody knows that Rachel is from the Alma d'Iskalia, the revealed world, and Leah is from Alma d'Iskasia, the hidden world. Rachel is very beautiful, and Leah was also very beautiful. But Leah's beauty was hidden. You had to look at her many times before you could see how beautiful she was. Do you know what this means? Sometimes we see God's goodness in the world, but sometimes when we look at the world, we don't see God's goodness. Only later on do we realize that everything really was good. Leah became the soulmate of Yaakov at night, which means there are holy lights which come from a hidden world where it's dark and you can't see. God gives us these lights to us at night, in the time of exile, when everything is low. But then it says, "Vehi baboker, v'hineh Leah." In the morning we realize what great lights were mamish hidden in the darkness of the night. So Shlomo is teaching us here two amazing lessons. Lesson number one, never look at the simple layer of people. There's always so much depth, so much beyond. Shlomo looked at the neshama of people, and he looked at their potential. And that's what he's teaching us. Don't just look at the external level. Look at someone, mamish, like they're the highest of the highest, the sweetest of the sweetest, and they'll actually start being the highest of the highest, the sweetest of the sweetest. Second lesson Shlomo is teaching us is that sometimes it seems like the world is dark, but we need to wait till things become clear. We need patience, and eventually we will see that everything is good, and Hashem really loves us. It's all for the best. Shlomo continues. Now listen to this. Ishbitzer says that Leah was Yaakov's soulmate in Israel, and Rachel was Yaakov's soulmate outside of Israel. The saddest thing is, the moment Yaakov's family crossed the border of Eretz Israel, Rachel died. So here the Hitchbuster says something very strong. When Yaakov is called Israel in the Torah, and Leah is his soulmate, when Yaakov is outside of Israel, he's called Yaakov, and then his soulmate is Rachel. Now what happened to Yaakov when he met Rachel? Can you imagine how much their eyes met? What kind of longing was in their eyes? It was mamish, unbelievable. First night of Yaakov's marriage, he thought he was marrying Rachel, but it was really Leah. He gave up thinking, "Oi, I'll never see Rachel again." But then the greatest miracle happened, and he also married Rachel. But they weren't able to have children, and Rachel was longing for children so much, even more than Sarah, more than anybody else in the world. So, we're really too small to visualize it, but can you imagine what was going on between Yaakov and Rachel the night that she conceived Yosef? Such longing, and then such joy. Now everybody knows that there will actually be two messiahs. The first Mashiach will come from Rachel, Mashiach ben Yosef. And then will come Mashiach ben David from Leah. You see what it is? Mashiach's work is to fix our souls. So what's the first thing we have to fix? We mamash have to realize that when we look at the world, there's so much more than what we see with our eyes. If God forbid we think for a second that whatever we see is all there is to see, then we're hopeless. We're lost. So the first thing we have to do is holy longing. We have to long to taste what our eyes can't see. And even more than that, how can Mashiach make us complete? How can he fix our souls if we're not longing to be fixed? And this is why Mashiach ben Yosef has to come first. Because he comes from Rachel, who knew more than anybody else about the secret of longing. Shlomo finishing up teaching us the lesson of Hanukkah, the lesson of the longing of the candles, the lesson that in order to bring the Mashiach consciousness practically into our lives, to bring those salvations, we first need to yearn, we need to want, we need to dream big. And that's what Rachel teaches us, to never stop longing and never stop davening. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.